Is it over? Looks as if the title will be staying at the Etihad Stadium, and it's only January. Well, that's what most are thinking anyway. Welcome back to the All Things Football podcast. Plenty to round up from this weekend, and we have some FA Trophy and FA Vase action too. Who will advance to the next round on their march to the Arch? Let's get underway. So when I come back, it's the Premier League. Is the title race over? That would be what many would suggest this weekend as Manchester City and Chelsea faced off at the Etihad Stadium. And another well-earned victory for Manchester City. That's 12 unbeaten now in the league. A massive point gap between them in top position and Liverpool in second. Manchester City 1, Chelsea 0. Is the title race over? I'm going to be one of those to say yes, it probably is. It's going to take a monumental decline in Manchester City's form and something special from the teams below them to catch up with them. A second championship in a row for Manchester City, potentially there. But 12 unbeaten is going to take some beating. As for Liverpool, they sit in second position. They faced off against Brentford this afternoon on Sunday with an emphatic 3-0 victory at Anfield. Liverpool 3, Brentford 0. That's 2 unbeaten now for Liverpool in the league. As for Chelsea, they sit down in third, as just mentioned. In fourth position, what a fantastic game that was played at the London Stadium this Sunday afternoon. West Ham United 2, Leeds United 3. A fantastic win, a goal ruled out via VAR for Leeds United. Not sure as to why. I think it may have touched the arm of a Leeds United player as it went through. But the VAR check was for a possible offside, but it wasn't very clear on the TV action. But nevertheless, Leeds United walk away with all 3 points. West Ham 2, Leeds United 3. Now, a game played at Villa Park. Philip Coutinho was the name on everyone's lips for Steven Gerrard's team. Aston Villa faced off against Manchester United, a repeat of last weekend's FA Cup fixture, but the points were shared. Aston Villa 2 and Manchester United 2. All square. Coutinho was on the score sheet. He got the equaliser. Great point there for Villa in the league. Now, for a game at Molineux, two teams that were in a fine vein of form as of late, Wolverhampton Wanderers and Southampton. Great to see Jimenez on the score sheet again. 3 points were for the team at home, and that was Wolverhampton Wanderers 3, Southampton 1. 4 unbeaten now for Wolverhampton Wanderers. As for Southampton, that brings an end to a little run that they had. On Friday night, it was, in recent years, I think it's since the 70s, it's become a derby for these two clubs. Brighton and Hove Albion and Crystal Palace faced off down at the Amex. It all ended with a point apiece. Brighton and Hove Albion won, Crystal Palace won there. Brighton and Hove Albion are 4 unbeaten now in the league and sit in 9th position. Just the one game that was called off this weekend as a postponement, and that was Burnley versus Leicester City. Burnley really could do with a game to be had since the last two games that they've placed have been 2 losses, and they sit now at the bottom of the Premier League. Now, two teams that needed points at Carrow Road. Norwich City faced off against Everton. Norwich City needing the points more so than ever. Everton on a really poor run of form. And as I'm recording this, you won't hear this in the ending of this show, but as I'm recording this, it has been confirmed that Rafa Benitez has been sacked of his position as manager as Everton, which meant Norwich City gained all 3 points. And what a vital 3 points they were. Norwich City 2, Everton 1, Richarlison with the goal for Everton. But Rafa Benitez has been relieved of his duties as manager. A couple of names that have been linked already. I'm hearing Wayne Rooney's name being linked with the Everton role. But Duncan Ferguson will take charge for the interim until one is found. And as for the bottom of the table clash, we've got Newcastle United and Watford. They faced off another game where points were needed. And unfortunately, Chris Wood and Kieran Trippier could not make the difference for the home side as they left with a point apiece. Newcastle United 1, Watford 1. That means Newcastle have two draws on the bounce. Let's go back to Burnley. Burnley, as I mentioned, were two losses on the bounce. Same for Everton now as they search for a brand new manager. Performance of the weekend for me is probably Manchester City. I've got to be said, Manchester City are really looking great at the moment in terms of their position. Pep Guardiola again. They're a bit under the radar at the start of the season, a bit quiet in the in their terms. It looked like Chelsea and Liverpool might run away with this, but Manchester City, as they do, sit in top of the league. So let's go over to the table as it stands. We've just mentioned who's in top position. In second, Liverpool, Chelsea, and West Ham United make up those Champions League spots. Arsenal and Tottenham Hotspur in the Europa League spots, and Manchester United in that Europa Conference League spot. Wolverhampton Wanderers, Brighton and Hove Albion, and Leicester City make up the top half. Bottom half, Crystal Palace, Southampton, Aston Villa, Brentford, Leeds United, Everton, and Watford. And the three teams still in that relegation zone are Norwich City, Newcastle United, and Burnley. As for the teams trying to get back in to the Premier League, let's round up the action from the EFL Championship. There's only one place to start, and that's with the new league leaders in EFL Championship, and that is the goal machines of Fulham. Two unbeaten now, sitting proudly at the top of the table with an absolute amount of goals scored this season. And that continued this week, as earlier on in the week, they played Reading away from home with a 7-0 victory there at Reading, and it was no change really on Saturday. They did leak goals, they leaked two. But they did win 6-2. Fulham 6, Bristol City 2. And it was looking good for Bristol City early on. They took the lead twice, led twice, but Fulham just showed the dominance. And it doesn't matter who is on that pitch for Fulham, they score goals. And none other than that man, Mitrovic, who, by the way, has scored more goals than some of the teams in the league. So it just says what you need about Fulham this season. Really, really great job under Marco Silva. Scoring goals, looking like they will be heading back to the Premier League. Next up is second place, AFC Bournemouth, and not the greatest of weekends for themselves. And great scenes at the end, it's got to be said, for the home side. Luton Town 3, Bournemouth 2. It was such an end-to-end game. Excitement. And the scenes that were at the end of the game was just what you wanted from a last-minute winner. And Luton Town got all 3 points. Luton Town find themselves in 13th position. That is three unbeaten for yourselves. Can you make a last ditch now towards May to get into those playoff positions? We shall see. Tony Mowbray and his team continue on their unbeaten run. Now 10. 10 unbeaten in the league now for Blackburn Rovers. They sit in third position, and away victory in front of no fans due to the restrictions still in place in Wales. Cardiff City nil, Blackburn Rovers 1. And it was, funny enough, Ben Brereton-Diaz was not on the score sheet this weekend for the team. It doesn't make a difference. He is scoring goals anyway, but 3 points nevertheless for Blackburn Rovers. Two teams in the playoffs. One is in fourth. One is now in fifth position. That is Queen's Park Rangers and West Bromwich Albion. Good to see Queen's Park Rangers doing really well at the moment. And it was an expat of West Bromwich Albion players for QPR that got them the victory. All set up by Joe Willock, Charlie Austin with the header. QPR 1, West Bromwich Albion nil. Three unbeaten now for QPR. West Bromwich Albion have not won in around four games now. Things not looking well. Is Valerian Ismail under pressure? 4-year contracts, compensation possibly, 2 million to get the man at the start of the season. Will West Bromwich Albion's board get rid of him before that? I don't think so at this stage. Middlesbrough in seventh position. They faced Reading. Chris Wilder doing special things there at the moment. They are seven unbeaten. Came from behind to a Reading side who are desperately in need of points. They are now two losses on the bounce because Middlesbrough 2, Reading 1 was the end result there. Another team in fine form, Huddersfield Town. They are also seven unbeaten in the league. Faced off against the Swansea City side under Russell Martin. Huddersfield 1, Swansea City 1. Now, a game that was played this afternoon on Sunday was at the old, well, I forget what it's called now. It's used to be called the K-Com. Hull nil, Stoke City 2 was the final result. Bradley Wright Phillips' son starting from the off. Man of the match performance from him. No goals for him. Tom Ince with a superb second goal for the side, but Hull City nil, Stoke City two. Stoke City up to eighth, Hull City, you are down in 19th. That is three losses now on the bounce for yourself. Now, a side that is desperately was in need of a victory took hefty thousands of fans down to Peterborough. Peterborough, again, another side that needed a victory. However, it was the away side. Peterborough United 1, Coventry City 4. Coventry in ninth position. Peterborough United, that's two losses now on the bounce for yourselves. But you do have a couple of game in hands over the sides above you to try and just bring those points tallies just a little bit closer to get out of that relegation spot. Down to the den, Millwall, Nottingham Forest. One team in a fine rain of form at the moment. The other, on the other hand, needs to get a victory. At least Millwall nil, Nottingham Forest one. Nottingham Forest doing really well under Steve Cooper. He's definitely turned them around. They're in a position now where they're fighting for a playoff spot. Millwall, that's two losses on the bounce for yourself. Now, we did have one game that was postponed this weekend. Probably a team that desperately in need of points is Barnsley. They were due to face off against Blackpool, but this game was postponed. So Barnsley-Blackpool will face off at a further date in the rest of the season. Moving on to Preston North End and Birmingham City, really unbeaten runs at the moment. Preston North End are now three unbeaten in the league. Really good job, actually, Ryan Lowe's done at the side, three unbeaten. Great stuff for themselves. They were the draw specialist at the start of the season. They're continuing that with a draw on the weekend. Preston North End 1, Birmingham City 1. Birmingham City need to find some wins. Lee Bowyer, the fans are not happy at the moment with the ownership at St Andrews. We shall monitor that closely over the coming season. And last but not least, I want to save this for last because they are a team that nothing seems to be going their way this season. And that is Derby County. They faced off against Sheffield United. Derby County are now five unbeaten in the league. They are now actually not bottom of the league, neither. They're in 23rd position, 21 points deduction at the start of the season. They got 3 points. Derby 2, Sheffield United 0. Wayne Rooney doing a superb job. They are currently under a transfer embargo. The creditors are having to showcase to the EFL that they can be sustainable for the rest of the season, that they can manage till the end of the season. A couple of offers are on the table, Mike Ashley being one of those. But Derby County getting 3 points. Great job from Wayne Rooney and the team he's got there. Nothing seems to be going against them, but on the pitch, they're doing what is needed to be asked for. It would be unbelievable if they were able to get out of this race. I think it may be a little bit too much for them, but they're doing an absolutely phenomenal job to Wayne Rooney. So I just wanted to end the EFL Championship on that note there. So quickly running through the table, Fulham and AFC Bournemouth are in the top two positions. In the playoff, we've got Blackburn, QPR, West Bromwich Albion and Middlesbrough. Huddersfield Town, Stoke, Coventry City, Nottingham Forest, Millwall and Blackpool make up the top half. In the lower half, Luton Town, Sheffield United, Preston North End, Bristol City, Swansea City, Birmingham City, Hull City, Cardiff City. We've still got all the cities there. Reading in that 23rd position, and then Peterborough, Derby and Barnsley in the bottom half. Fantastic stuff. When we come back, we have actually got a full round of fixtures from EFL League One. A full fixture list when it came to EFL League One this weekend, and probably more so than none for Wigan Athletic, who finally were able to play a game. But let's run through the action that happened on Saturday in EFL League One. And we have brand new league leaders in Wycombe Wanderers, who now sit top of the table, and they got an emphatic win. And in Wycombe Wanderers 2, Oxford United 0. That's four unbeaten now for Wycombe Wanderers, and two losses now on the bounce for Oxford United. In second place, we've got Sunderland. They played Accrington Stanley and took a fair few following to Accrington. Accrington 1, Sunderland 1. That now leaves Accrington Stanley 5 unbeaten in the league, and a result that was needed for Sunderland and a point on the board. The previous league leaders, Rotherham, they travelled to Fleetwood, and it wasn't a great day for the visiting side as Fleetwood Town ran out 1-0 victors over Rotherham United. Rotherham United down in third position. Fleetwood Town up to 19th, two unbeaten now in the league. Bottom place, Doncaster Rovers, they need a victory. They played Wigan Athletic, who, as I mentioned, were dying to play some games. And Doncaster won. Wigan Athletic too. That means eight unbeaten now for Wigan Athletic. They have got some games in hand. I think they've got four or five games in hand on the teams around them. So Wigan Athletic in a really great position considering they've only played 22 this season. Eight unbeaten, that's four losses now on the bounce for Doncaster Rovers. Next up, Fratton Park, Portsmouth, who were on a really good run of form. They played MK Dons. MK Dons got the victory down at Fratton Park. Portsmouth won, Milton Keynes Dons two. That leaves Milton Keynes Dons three unbeaten. Now with Portsmouth, they've unbeaten run has come to an end. Now a manager that has been under a little bit of fire as of late, and that's Sheffield Wednesday's Darren Moore. They hosted Plymouth Argyle, who in themselves have not been on a great run of form since Ryan Lowe left and Stephen Schumacher taking over the reins from Ryan Lowe. But at Hillsborough, Sheffield Wednesday got the victory 4-2 victors over Plymouth Argyle. That leaves Sheffield Wednesday in eighth position and Plymouth Argyle in sixth. Bit further down the table now. We had some top of the table clashes there, as you can see, but further down the table, Bolton Wanderers faced off Ipswich Town, one of those old famous classic FA Premier League fixtures. But Ipswich Town in 11th, Bolton Wanderers in 17th, and it was the team at the University of Bolton Stadium that got the victory. Bolton Wanderers 2, Ipswich Town nil. Now, a club under new life now since Steve Evans was departed last weekend, and that was Gillingham, and they faced off against Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank's Burton Albion down at the Priestfield Stadium, and it was still as you were for Gillingham. Gillingham won, Burton Albion three. That's two losses now on the bounce for Gillingham. Burton Albion, they're three unbeaten in the league and they sit comfortably in 12th position. Cheltenham Town hosted Charlton Athletic. Charlton Athletic in 14th, Cheltenham Town in 13th. And it was a point apiece for the two sides as Cheltenham Town won, Charlton Athletic won. And I've got to say, another great following from the Addicks supporters. Pretty much filling the back end of the Wadden Road Stadium. But a point apiece for the two sides there. Crewe Alexandra, Shrewsbury Town. Two teams that have a bit of run of form at the moment, but all points were shared at Gresty Road. Crewe Alexandra nil, Shrewsbury Town nil. Crewe Alexandra are two unbeaten. For Shrewsbury Town, they are five unbeaten. They are the team in form in the lower half of EFL League One. Michael Appleton's Lincoln City at Sinsel Bank faced off against the Giant Killers in Cambridge United, and the Giant Killers, they got the victory. Lincoln City nil, Cambridge United won. Two unbeaten now for Cambridge United. As for Lincoln City, they are still around that relegation zone mix in 18th position. And then the final game of EFL League One. It was great to see a full round of full 12 fixtures in EFL League One. And that was AFC Wimbledon facing off against Morecambe. Both sides needed the points. When I say points, they both came away with a point, and that was AFC Wimbledon nil, Morecambe nil. That leaves Wimbledon in 20th and Morecambe in 21st. But Morecambe are now two unbeaten in the league. So really good things going on for Stephen Robinson and his sides being unbeaten. Can they get themselves out of this relegation zone? So just to reconfirm the table in EFL League One, Wycombe Wanderers in first position, Sunderland in second. In the playoffs, we've got Rotherham United, Wigan Athletic, MK Dons and Plymouth Argyle. They make up those playoff spots. Seventh down to 12th, Oxford United, Sheffield Wednesday, Portsmouth, Accrington Stanley, Ipswich Town and Burton Albion make up the top half. 13th down to 20th, we've got Cheltenham Town, Charlton Athletic, Shrewsbury Town, Cambridge United, Bolton Wanderers, Lincoln City, Fleetwood Town and AFC Wimbledon. And still in the bottom four, Morecambe, Crewe Alexandra, Gillingham and Doncaster Rovers. That's it for EFL League One, and we had a similar place in EFL League Two. So when I come back, let's round up EFL League Two. A near enough full round of fixtures in EFL League Two, with just the one postponement, and we'll come on to that a little bit later on. But game of the day in EFL League Two was a top of the table clash. We had Forest Green Rovers travelling to Northampton Town. A Northampton Town side that needed the points. But on this occasion, they both shared Don. Northampton Town 1, Forest Green Rovers 1. That leaves Forest Green Rovers 13 unbeaten in the league. And as I mentioned, Northampton Town needed to stop the rut in the league, and they have done so with this game. Can they build on for the rest of the season and still qualify for those automatic promotion spots? Next up, a team well in form at the moment. Prenton Park was the destination for Rochdale as they faced off against Tranmere Rovers, and all 3 points went to the home side. Tranmere Rovers 2, Rochdale 0. That's 9 unbeaten now for Tranmere Rovers. Really looking in a great run of form to get those automatic promotion spots at the end of the year. Swindon Town, after the heroics against Manchester City, they travelled to Staffordshire to play Port Vale, a Port Vale side that were in a great run of form but dipped off as of late. But Swindon Town getting all 3 points. Port Vale 1, Swindon Town 3. That's 2 losses now on the bounce for Port Vale. Can they continue that stride towards those playoffs, or could they even get into the automatic promotion spots? We shall see. Next up, Stevenage, Sutton United. Sutton United on a great run of form at the moment. Stevenage actually on a good run of form for themselves in recent weeks, but points are shared here. Stevenage 3, Sutton United 3. That's 5 unbeaten now for Sutton United, 2 unbeaten now for Stevenage. Both teams in a great run of form at present, but at the opposite end of the table. Can things pick up for Stevenage and Sutton United? Can you get into the playoffs as we approach May? Next up, Newport County, Harrogate Town. No fans in attendance due to the COVID rules in Wales at present, but an emphatic victory for the home team. Newport 4, Harrogate Town 0. Newport County still in the playoffs. Harrogate Town 4 losses now on the bounce. You are slowly drifting down the table. You are currently in 14th position. As for Newport, James Rowbury is doing a fantastic job. I don't think he was actually in attendance today at the game, unfortunately, but a really great work from his side. 4-0 victories over Harrogate. Now, a side again had a bit of heroics in the FA Cup when they faced off against Middlesbrough. They just couldn't get the job done. But Mansfield Town, they are now 6 unbeaten in the league, and they did that because Mansfield 2, Walsall 0. In terms of Walsall, that's 2 losses now on the bounce in the league. You're around mid-table, but Mansfield, you have crept into those playoff spots. Don't know if you remember from early episodes in the earlier part of the season, but Mansfield Town were pretty much down at the bottom, wrong end of the table. But Nigel Clough and his side are really putting in a shift at the moment as they look to get into EFL League One. Exeter, Scunthorpe United. Scunthorpe United need points. They are still in those relegation zone, and they will remain there simply because they lost down at St James's Park in Exeter. Exeter 2, Scunthorpe 0, 2 unbeaten now for Exeter City. A little bit of poor run of form just up the run up to Christmas, but they are slowly picking things up, and they just sit outside the playoffs. Really big game, actually. I thought this would be more of a top end of the table. It was a bit mid-table, this game at Valley Parade. Bradford City faced off against Salford City. Salford City under a really good run of form as of late. Bradford City needing some victories just to build up a bit of momentum for themselves, and they got all 3 points. Bradford City 2, Salford City 1 in that one there. Now, next up in the mid-table spots, we've got John Yems and his Crawley Town side. 5 unbeaten now, and that's because they picked up a point up in Cumbria. Carlisle United 1, Crawley Town 1. Next up, we've got the only postponement of the League 2 games on Saturday, and that was Oldham Athletic and Leyton Orient. That game was unfortunately postponed. Both teams actually probably needing some points in these games, but they will face off at a later date in the league. Joey Barton and his side, Bristol Rovers 2, Hartlepool United 0. Bristol Rovers are 2 unbeaten in the league. These two sides, sorry, are both in similar positions, 16th and 17th respectively, but a victory all the less for Bristol Rovers in their quest to remain. At the minute, it's kind of like remain in League 2, but can they build up a bit of form and challenge for those playoff spots? We shall see. And then last but not least, two teams that definitely needed the points, both at the wrong end of the table, I would say. But Colchester United and Barrow faced off. One now is 4 losses on the bounce, and that is Colchester United. Four losses on the bounce now for Colchester and Hayden Mullins' side. Colchester nil, Barrow AFC two, Barrow in 19th position. And that rounds up EFL League Two. Let's quickly go through the table. In the top three spots, we've got Forest Green Rovers, Tranmere Rovers, and Northampton Town in the playoffs. Swindon, Sutton, Newport County, and Mansfield Town. 8th down to 12th, Exeter, Port Vale, Bradford City, Crawley Town, and Leyton Orient. Bottom half, Salford City, Harrogate Town, Walsall, Bristol Rovers, Hartlepool United, Rochdale, Barrow, Carlisle United, Stevenage, and Colchester United. And still in those bottom two positions, considering they haven't played a game today, but Scunthorpe United and Oldham Athletic. Now, when we come back, we do have some games in the national leagues in the North, South, and the Premier, but we will round up the FA Trophy, see who goes through to the next round, and also the FA Vase when I come back. Moving on to National League Premier, just the one side out of the top seven played this weekend, and it was the team in second position. They are now 12 unbeaten in the league. Barnet 1, Chesterfield 4. That was the only side to play in the top seven. But just to round up those positions, FC Halifax Town still remain in the top spot. Chesterfield and then Boreham Wood, Notts County, Bromley, Dagenham and Redbridge, and Stockport County. And what I'm going to do now is introduce the bottom three as well. So the bottom three, looking at relegation currently, is Weymouth, King's Lynn Town, and Dover Athletic. Moving on to National League North, Brackley Town are still the league leaders, but they faced off against Chester, but unfortunately this game was postponed, and this is due to an ongoing issue with the Welsh authorities due to the positioning of the ground. And I do hope that this is sorted out soon, because Chester have been through the run of the mill in the last couple of years. But Chester and Brackley Town, that was called off. In second position, we have Gateshead, and they travelled to Hereford, and they got all 3 points. Hereford nil, Gateshead two. AFC Fylde in third position, they travelled to Leamington. Leamington nil, AFC Fylde two. Another victory there for AFC Fylde. And the last game of the weekend, considering the top seven, was Kidderminster Harriers, the Giant Killers, who will have West Ham United visit them in the FA Cup fourth round. And if you hadn't heard, that game will be live on the telly. A repeat of the 1994, I believe it was 1994, fixture that they had in the FA Cup back in the day. But they got all 3 points in National League North this weekend. Darlington nil, Kidderminster Harriers won. In terms of the table, just to quickly round up, Brackley Town, Gateshead, AFC Fylde, Chorley, Kidderminster Harriers, Southport and Boston United make up those top seven positions. And the only one relegation spot still is AFC Telford United. Moving on to National League South, and we have brand new league leaders. You can call them the Fulham of National League South, because they love scoring a goal. Didn't get too many in today's game, but they are top of the league. Hampton and Richmond won, Dorking Wanderers 2. The only other fixture involved Oxford City, and they had Billericay come to town. And that was Oxford City 1, Billericay Town 2. And Billericay are actually now outside of the relegation zone. They move up to 20th. Remember, there's only one relegation spot in National League South and North this season due to a restructure that will happen from next season. But in terms of the top seven, Dorking Wanderers, as I mentioned, they are league leaders. Ebbsfleet United, Maidstone, Oxford City, Dartford, Chippenham Town and Dulwich Hamlet in seventh. And the team now in the 21st position and only relegation spot are Braintree Town. Moving on to the other leagues, Northern Premier, Matlock Town still lead the way. In the Southern League Premier South, Farnborough, they're still top of the table. And the same can be said for the Isthmian League Premier for Worthing. In my local non-league team, it's Nuneaton Borough. They are in the Southern League Premier Central. Banbury United, I don't see anyone else competing with them. They are absolutely romping towards promotion to one of those leagues above them. But the Nuneaton Borough did play. They move up one position. They are still in 20th in the relegation zone. And they're a really good point, actually. It's got to be said. Nuneaton Borough nil, Rushall Olympic nil. So a great point there for the team. Okay, so moving now on to the FA Trophy. So this is the position to get into the last 16 of the competition. And I'll just run through the teams that have gone through. So teams that have gone through in the FA Trophy. So congratulations to Bromley, FC Halifax Town, Boreham Wood, Dagenham and Redbridge, Dartford, Morpeth Town getting a bit of a giant killing, beating Boston United. Notts County, Solihull Moors. Game over for Plymouth Parkway. They were 1-0 up in this game, but Spennymoor Town proved to be too much for them. So congratulations to Spennymoor Town. Cheshunt, another team, another kind of giant killing in this lower league. So they beat St Albans City. Stockport County, Stourbridge and Guiseley, that was postponed, so they'll play at a later date. Tonbridge Angels, they went through. Wrexham romped to victory, and they'll go through. Needham Market, they got a victory on penalties over Yeovil Town, so a massive giant killing in the non-league sector there. And York City, they advance through as well. And then we also have FA Vars action. So congratulations to these winners. We had Abbey Hay, Athletic Newham, Tunbridge Wells, Brockenhurst, Buckland Athletic, Wythenshawe Town, Coventry Sphinx, Hanworthy United, North Shields, Newport Pagnell Town, Stansfield, Rugby Town, Loughborough Students, Southall, and Whitchurch Allport. And we do have one fixture that will take place next weekend, and that is Wrexham and Anstey Nomads. So congratulations to those teams. Those teams now go through to the last 16 of their respected cup competitions on the march to the arch, as they call it in non-league football, to have that day out at Wembley. And that rounds up the non-league action for this week. So when I come back, let's end the show. Another episode done, another week where Manchester City seem to have wrapped up. It seems that way in the media and everyone across social media. It seems that Manchester City have won the league in January. A little bit too early, but is it over for the title race in the Premier League? Great to see victory for Norwich City. Looks like Rafa Benitez's time at Everton is up. Nothing confirmed at the moment, but I can't see anything from him moving forward. Into EFL Championship, Fulham continue to score goals. I think that's 13 goals in two games after their 7-0 victory over Reading in the week. They are doing some great stuff in the Championship. Losses for Bournemouth, losses for West Bromwich Albion, those teams that have been in the Premier League as of late. Blackburn Rovers still marching, looking to get back into the Premier League. It's been a very long time for those two, for that side there. QPR getting a victory. Good to see Coventry City getting a win. And as ever, Wayne Rooney and his Derby County side doing stuff with the limited resources that they have. Something hopefully should be sorted in terms of a new owner in the next couple of weeks. We shall see. Great to see Wycombe Wanderers top of the league. Not so much for Doncaster, who are still bottom. Four losses on the bounce for them. Oh, they just can't buy a win at the minute. Forest Green Rovers still looking for that march into EFL League One for the first time in their history. And as for Scunthorpe and Oldham Athletic, they are still bottom of the table. And non-league, it was great to see a lot of non-league games. Not across the leagues more so than ever, but the FA Trophy and the FA Vars. Good luck to those sides in the next round as they continue their march to the arch, as they call it in non-league football. And just before we round up, I have been covering African Cup of Nations action on our social media, just rounding up the games of the day and things like that. But I just wanted to show you who at the moment is looking to go through. The first two teams go through in each league, but the best third place sides, they can also advance to the next round as well. But just really wanted to go through currently, as we stand, as I'm recording, Cameroon and Burkina Faso, Guinea and Senegal, Morocco and Gabon, Nigeria and Egypt, Ivory Coast and Algeria, and Gambia and Mali are currently leading the way in their groups. Some have played two games. I think we've got the second games of the last two groups playing today, and those group games will be finished this week, and the knockout phase, I believe, starts next weekend. So we'll round up that here on the All Things Football podcast. But that brings an end of a show. Some great matches. Is the title race over? We shall see in the next couple of months. Especially, it's only the 16th of January, but we shall see. You can follow us on social media. On Twitter, it's ATF, on Anchor, on Facebook, just search for the All Things Football podcast. I will be looking to bring YouTube back at some point as well. I've now upgraded my systems here at home, so we'll be looking to do that in the next couple of weeks, maybe, or into the next, probably into February more than anything else. We've made life a little bit easier as well for you to access our episode. Just the one link to click now if you follow on our social media, and that will take you to your podcast platform of your choice. Until next week, my name's been Dan, and this has been the All Things Football Podcast.